I'm going in the flat of Kevin Grant. Behind me is Bob Painting, who's a bird scarer. And we've come to look at the evidence on Kevin's windows of starlings.
Well, Paddy, you just see the mess on the windows. I mean, it is a prodigious flow of mess. It's dittled and dotted onto every window, every shoulder. It puts you in mind of a Hitchcock film. And sometimes every plane of the sky is filled with birds.
Now, Bob, you've brought a megaphone with you. Mm-hmm. Can we just listen to what's in it?
Certainly. Well, I have it set for the starling. This one.
Right, well, that will get the neighbours coming, won't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Kevin, you've arranged for us to meet your neighbour as well. We're going to meet your neighbour, John.
Yes, John Prallett. I mean, he has a wife, so his windows are cleaned. You see mine.
Well, let's go down and meet John Prallett.
It'll be good to do that.
OK, come along. Now, how long have you been neighbours and how unusual is what's happening above your house?
We are very good friends. We've known, well, since he moved here.
John has lived in Swindon since just after the war and has never seen anything like this.
Right, now, the first flock has arrived.
Yeah, and it flew exactly where I said it would.
Yes.
I said between those two roofs, and that's exactly what happened.
There we are. Right, there's Mark greeting our ornithologist friend as the first sort of hundreds or hundred maybe are now above our heads. Kevin is straining, looking up to the heavens.
Yes, I think there'll be a great swoosh of them will come over us here. And it takes a little while for them to get up. They build up in numbers.
Good evening.
How do you do? I'm Stuart.
I'm Kevin.
Pleased to meet you, Kevin.
We've just seen the first of them, Stuart.
Okay.
So would you like to join? Oh, I've seen some more over there, just swooping down, actually, on the north. And that's where they come from first, Stuart.
That would apparently be so, but they'll be coming from all directions from the countryside, I guess, won't they? Because that's the thing is, Swindon is surrounded by typical agricultural land, which they'll enjoy feeding on during the day. So they'll be coming from all corners of the compass, I reckon.
What's your full title in life, can I ask, Stuart? What's your job?
I'm part of a voluntary organisation which is called the Wiltshire Ornithological Society, and I'm the media and publicity officer.
Why Swindon?
Because they're in the nearby farmland, and they gather principally for two reasons. For social reasons, to survive the night in close proximity to each other, to gain 1 or 2 degrees of temperature. The town itself is 1 or 2 degrees warmer than the surrounding countryside.
There's some whispering going on at this window. What are you saying, you two?
We saw two small squadrons, a couple there, and then probably 20 just shot across, reversing the entry path of the first squadron.
It looks like we're waiting for the Queen to go by or something. Stuart, obviously we've spotted the beginnings, and we should really start going out now, I think.
I think so that you get a wide horizon.
I've got a hat.
Great, very advisable.
Put my coat on.
Okay, right, we're going out for the bird, get a bird's eye view.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
And more coming in from directly in front of us. Oh, yeah. Now the whole sky is filling with starlings above my head.
Yes.
Is it? No, don't scare them yet. And they're coming from behind me. Bob Painting's asking, should he get his scarer out? Black dots of thousands of starlings swooping in a graceful S shape, like the neck of a swan now, perfectly finding their place. I've never seen anything like it.
It is one of the great sights of British natural history, and it's particularly wonderful when people in a town can see this. Not all great sights of natural history are in the wilderness or the countryside. You know,
and
the birds choose when to come.
Now we're seeing...
Dark, yes. It's we are getting more excited now.
Well, this is not a murder of crows. This is not a trip of dotterel or a paddling of ducks or a clutch or a mob of emus or a cast of falcons. This is a murmuration of starlings in Swindon above the Cocklebury roundabout. And I'm looking up. I've never seen so many birds in my life. Bob, let's give it a go. Here's Bob with his scarer. They're all above head. Let's see. It's attracting them, Bob. It's attracting them.
Yes, it does. They all come towards it, then they go. That's why you play it in random short bursts.
Right. Stuart, what do you find when you look at this? Are you filled with wonder? You've seen many more murmurations in your time.
Absolutely. I mean, it never fails to be fantastic, really. It's one of the great sights, as I mentioned, of British natural history. We've just come outside from the lovely flat, from the warmth, and to see one of the great sights. You never tire of it.